Take four. One, two, three.
The Friday rush hour. And so the planned route followed. And that exercise is being executed today. And with remarkable efficiency and courage. And I praise those staff who are doing that. And I like to thank Londoners for the calm way they have responded to this cowardly attack. And echo the advice of Sir Ian Blair, the Commissioner of Police. Do not travel. Take the advice of the police. Stay at home. Wait if you are not at home. We hear over the radio or television the advice of the police about how you will proceed to get home later today. I have no doubt whatsoever this is a terrorist attack, as has been claimed. We did hope in the first few minutes after hearing of the events on the underground that it might simply be a maintenance tragedy. That's not the case. To stay in touch with the excellent communications that were established, all the eventuality that I might be out of the city at the time of the terrorist attack, and they have worked well for victims, and I will continue to be in touch until I board the plane that takes me back to London in the next few hours. I want to say one thing specifically to the world today. This was not a terrorist attack. It was not aimed at presidents or prime ministers. It was aimed at all working class men, black and white, Muslim and Christian, individual, young and old. Indiscriminate attacks were irrespective of any considerations of age, class, religion, whatever. That is an ideology.
Around 800 conservatively 800 dead civilians in Fallujah. this has been confirmed by people coming out of the city who are saying, yes, there are displaced women and children dead laying in the streets. Of course, no humanitarian supplies are being allowed in by the military. There's been a Red Crescent convoy up there waiting for days on end and out of dead ends. They appeal to the UN to intervene. Of course, nothing will happen on that. So what we have left then is a horrendous situation in Fallujah for the people still trapped inside the city. One other thing I should add, also the Red Cross people that I just spoke with earlier today said that his organization estimates that 50,000 people are still inside Fallujah.